Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and that things are going the way that you would like them to go. And just as a quick note, if they're not going the way you'd like them to go, then that means it's time for you to make a change. Time for you to do the things you need to do to get you where you need to be, and only you know what that is. Only you can make those things happen. So that means only you and take the proper action necessary to make that dream, that fantasy, that desire, if it's truly a desire, a reality for you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about success is not an entitlement. It is amazing how many people think that success is going to fall out of trees. It is amazing how many people think that things are going to work out just because they want them to, but yet they plan to do absolutely nothing to make that want, to show that that desire is truly a desire that they not only want, but deserve. You know, I think it was, I'm not sure if it was Jim Rohn, but I think it was Jim Rohn that said that you can carry one on your back, but you can't carry three. I also think it was Jim Rohn who also said that you can't help the people that need your help. You should help the people that deserve your help. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's the question. You're asking for help. You seem to think that you're entitled to success. You seem to think that you, amongst all the people in the world, deserve success more than anybody else. Why do you think that? Because you're you. You're special. You're gifted. You're the reason that the sun comes up in the east and goes down in the west, correct? Well, newsflash, wrong answer. You are not entitled to success. You are not entitled to happiness. You are not entitled to joy. You are not entitled to good health. You are not entitled to live a long life. However, whether that happens or not, sometimes it's the luck of the draw. However, sometimes it's not the luck of the draw. And a lot of times it's the fact that you are willing to do the things necessary to bring these little things that you want in your life to fruition. For those of you that have been listening to the Zurian Show for a while, you know that one of my goals earlier later in 2011 was to give away 300 Success for Teen books. Okay, I reached that goal. Here's the interesting thing. I would not have given out one book if I had not requested the books. Okay, if I had not contacted Success Magazine and Success and ask them if they would be so kind as to let me be one of the givers or distributors of that book, giving it to, again, hundreds of adults and teens to help them to get a clearer picture and to give them some guidance that they were, that was much needed, not only for them but also for people that aren't kids in the sense of age-wise, maybe in the sense of their mentality, their children. Anyway, so for that period, I gave out those books, and my original goal was to give out 300. How did I give out 300? I gave out 300 by constantly going to different places and handing those books out. It took effort. So how did I get success in the end? I got success by doing what I was supposed to do and giving out those books. And the next thing I knew, I was short 300 books because I had given out 300 books. I wasn't really short. Then my next goal was to give out 500 books. Well, I'm just about done with that goal. again, how did that happen? That happened because I put forth the effort necessary to give out those books and any other things that I give out that are motivational or that are helpful or that I feel other people can use, and in some cases I can use myself and read and try to learn from it. But the success in giving out those books started from me taking action and then giving out those books. Success is not an entitlement. It is not a right, nor is it a claim that you should have. It is something that you work for. It's something that you work towards. Yes, people have the right to pursue success. They have the right to pursue happiness. But that is it. You have the right to go for it. Whether you do it or not, or whether you feel it or not, or whether you obtain it or not, is totally up to you. Success must often be earned, not handed over because you feel that you're entitled to it. That means, again, you need to do what's necessary. You know, I just had actually a couple of my students, my martial arts students, just graduated from college. One I'm very happy for. Well, actually, I'm very happy for all of them. But one of my best students, as far as martial arts and as far as his overall development to become a phenomenal young man, is Francis Harris. Francis just graduated with his engineering degree. And what is Francis doing now? Francis is now a graduate, and he's going back and he's getting his master's. How did Francis do that? Francis did that because Francis did a lot of soul searching, and Francis realized that what people said he was capable of, he was capable of far much more. And he tackled that bear and he wrestled it to the ground. So now he has his degree, and now he's soon going to be working on his master's, and he'll have that too. But how did he get his degree? How did every kid that goes to Old Dominion University or whatever university get their accomplishment? Because they put forth the necessary effort, the necessary time, and did the things necessary to pass the curriculum. Again, even with a degree, that doesn't guarantee you success. It is going to take work. You are not entitled to success. You have to earn it. If being successful were that easy, everybody would do it. And evidently, it's not that easy because not everybody is successful. And success, again, isn't necessarily money. It isn't necessarily having a fast car, a big house, a great bank account. It's about a whole bunch of different things. It's a series of things that make you successful. Success, again, is not just about money. It's about peace of mind. Peace of mind is another piece of the success quotient that a lot of people with a lot of money and a lot of things have not been able to obtain. Why have they not obtained it? Because they are replacing one thing and mixing it up, thinking that it is the thing that is going to give them success. It is not. Why is it not? Because there is no one thing. It's like somebody once said, what is the one secret to great leadership? And a gentleman came out with a book, John Maxwell. John Maxwell said that there is no one thing to becoming a great leader. There is no one thing to great leadership or to leadership. What he said is that it takes a series of things, and those series of things lead you to that thing called leadership, that thing called true success. So he came out with a book called The 21 Laws of Leadership. Why? Because he said there is no one thing that makes you a leader. It is a series of different things, a series of different events, a series of different actions and reactions that happen from what you do to bring you success. So when some young man asked him many years ago, you know, what is the one thing that I need to know to find success, he quietly and calmly explained to that young man, there is no one thing you need to know about success. There is a series of things. And even with the 21 laws of leadership, if you really look at them, there's actually more than 21 laws of leadership. But he broke it down into a 21-step process of things that were required or needed to obtain a level of success. Again, there are some things that are not in the 21 laws of leadership. However, they still apply, or they are implied in the information that that leader has explained to the people in which he shares the 21 laws with. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want success, then you have to do what's necessary to obtain it. Stop waiting for someone to hand you the keys to the city. Stop waiting for someone to give you a referral. Stop waiting for someone to give you information that's going to put you ahead of the up ahead of the pack. How about you going out and doing what you need to do to find success? How about you taking your piece of the pie and showing and proving to the world that you deserve it, that you earn it? How do you do that? By doing what you need to do to make that thing come to light. Stop waiting for the world to hand you some silver spoon. Stop waiting for somebody to do what you're not willing to do. Stop making excuses and do your part. You know, I was recently a little annoyed because I was looking at some of the people that call themselves family, the people that call themselves wanting to help or that will help. And again, I was reminded that family is not necessarily a bloodline thing. In some cases, it's the fact of people willing to step up, people willing to help you, people willing to take a stand, not necessarily when it's convenient, sometimes when it's not convenient, sometimes when it's not in their, you know, best interest, or it's a little bit of an inconvenience for them to help you. The people that do that, those are the people that are truly family. The people that don't put themselves before you, as you don't necessarily not put yourself before them. The people who constantly want but never truly give. The people who want of your time, but they want it on their terms. You know, they want their cake and want to eat it too, so to speak. It's just really interesting, especially when you look at people and you look at the mindset of success and you look at the requirements for success and you look at the work that many people have done, yet you've got a lot of people claiming to be a part of that success, yet they've done nothing to help that success or that person that has achieved success bring that success to fruition, to light. It is truly amazing. You know, I don't know about you guys, but like many people, you know, I've helped a lot of people in my lifetime. However, as I look back, I really don't have that many people that I know that have helped me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm very thankful to history, and I'm very thankful to those people that came before me and those people that stood up, not necessarily for me, but because they stood up, you know, I have the opportunities that I have. I guess my problem is the people that I do know that could have stood up on many occasions and who I have stood up for on many occasions, like most of you, yet they have never stood up on any occasion for me. It's just really interesting. You know, I have, and I'm sure you do too, we all have family members and individuals that constantly want, constantly need, and constantly ask for stuff, either directly or indirectly. We have people that we've helped out, people that we've overextended ourselves for, with us having nothing to benefit, but them having everything to benefit. We have people who want us to party with them. However, in the end, when you realize it, you find out that the partying that you've done with them basically gave them a free boat ticket. What work did they do? They organized a trip. Well, since they organized the trip, they get a free room and cabin because they got X amount of people to come. The gist of the matter is we're doing it for family. However, the only person truly profiting out of this is them. And they weren't doing anything in the first place. So them organizing the event was really kind of eh. You know, it really wasn't much of anything. Plus that if they've got a package, then guess what? They didn't really organize anything. And, of course, if they don't meet their quota, then the trip is canceled. But it's an interesting deal. Anyway, everyone would like to be successful. Everyone thinks he or she is the person that needs to have what they need to have. Being successful is not easy. If it was, everyone would be. Person thinks they deserve it. Well, you deserve it if you do what's necessary. I think that, you know, even in my 30s, before I truly understood and internalized the idea that success was hard work, but it still seems to be a secret to many people. The mindset is also a big key in your success and for you to have a successful life. If you don't believe that you deserve something, then guess what? As I said before and as many have said before me, then you don't deserve it. If you don't believe that you can do a certain thing, then guess what? You're not going to do it. However, what the mind can believe and conceive is possible, it can achieve. So if you believe, in most cases, I'm not saying everybody, you know, some people are mentally incapable of doing certain things or physically incapable of doing certain things. So this isn't a rule that applies to everybody. But a good majority of people, that 97% of the population that doesn't seem to really do anything but the minimum in a lot of ways. You know, if you really put your mind to it, put your heart to it, put your soul to it, and if you really want certain things to happen in your life, then guess what? You will find a way to make those things happen. It's really not a secret. You know, the true secret is that there's no secret. The true secret is that most things take effort. Most things take a will and a drive. And if you're willing to put forth the will and give up that drive, then you can do it. Stop thinking that the world is going to throw you, you know, gold, diamonds. Stop thinking that because you want something to happen, it's going to happen. When it's clear that it's not. Again, everything is possible, but you have to look at the things that you're looking at and make sure that what you're looking at is something that's possible. If you're looking at something that is totally unreal, I'm not saying that it's, you know, you're going to float through the air with your mind. You know, for all I know, that's a possibility. But what I can tell you now is with the present state of mind of most people, it's not a reality that's going to happen anytime soon. Plus that's definitely a whole different level of transcendence than what most people are experiencing now. Stop chasing your tail. As they say in business, most of us need to stop getting in our own way. And getting in our own way is a lot of the problem with what's going on with us that's wrong in our lives. Again, you want to graduate school, you got to go to class. You want to get in shape, you want to lose weight, then you have to watch what you eat and you have to exercise. I mean, a lot of these are like super duper no-brainers. However, many people seem to fail to get it. You know, it's like the comedian said a long time ago. He said, I can tell you what the secret is to losing weight. He said, I can even tell you why people gain weight. And his answer was, because this hole is much larger than this hole. This hole up here is much larger than this hole down here. That's why you don't lose weight. Again, people don't look at the reality of things. First off, there's an old saying, nobody cares until they know how much you care. There's another saying, it doesn't matter until it matters to you. And just because it matters to you doesn't really mean that it means anything. It just means that it's important to you. Too many people look at life and see things that aren't there. They see what they want to see instead of seeing what's real. they put an image in their mind, thinking that that image is some type of reality that isn't a reality. And they live in a world with a lot of delusion. Well, guess what? Delusion is not going to get you where you need to get. If you think that you're the king of England, guess what? When you go to England, they're going to show you that you're not the king. All right? If you think you're Donald Trump or somebody else like that, then guess what? When Donald Trump's security grabs you, you're going to realize that you're not Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, understand that most of us live in a world that only exists in our mind. And that's because that world is our perception. It's our perception of reality. Again, does your perception of a thing make it real? No, it doesn't. Does your understanding or your interpretation of success make what you believe is success real? No. Mother Teresa's mindset and opinion on success is totally different than Donald Trump's or Oprah's or quite a few other people in the world. Mahatma Gandhi's understanding and belief of what success is different from the principal or the president of the United States or some other country. Why? Because these are people that come from two different worlds. They come from two different worlds in the spiritual sense and, of course, the dedication sense. I'm not saying that the president isn't a dedicated individual. I am not saying that Mahatma Gandhi isn't or wasn't a dedicated individual. What I am saying is that each person sees things as they see them. Is that necessarily how it is? No, it's how they see it. Does that make it right or does that make it wrong? No, that doesn't make it either. That's just saying that this is that person's perception. This is how they see it, and this is what's real to them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really simple. Every morning, this is what you need to do, and you really need to do this. You need to wake up with a smile. Every night when you go to bed, you know what you need to do? You need to go to bed with a smile. You need to go to bed happy that you were able to get up this morning and that you are still breathing, that you are moving, that you have a mind, that all of these things work. There's a program that I was listening to recently, and it was talking about happiness and what makes happiness. And it was also talking about the mind and how the mind works. And it was talking about some of the secrets that some of the richest men in the world, like Dale Carnegie, you know, and those gentlemen, how they became rich. A lot of them were part of secret societies like Benjamin Franklin and a bunch of those different, Thomas Edison. They were parts of secret organizations. And those secret organizations supposedly shared information with them, you know, Gerald Ford, all of these different people. They shared information with them that supposedly isn't shared with the masses. And that's what helped them to acquire fame and riches and fortune and all of those different things. Well, the general gist of these things, and no, I don't know the secrets. Hopefully one day I will. But the general gist of this was that it's not just about knowing finance. It's also about a state of mind. It's also about a state of true belief and belief backed up with true knowledge and true experience is what helps a person to become extremely successful, who helps a person to get to the point in life where they don't fail. And why don't they fail? Because their mindset is so strong, their belief is so strong, that natural, I guess you can call it chi with the world, is so reinforced by their teachings, their upbringing, and their beings that they can't fail because of those reasons, not the reasons that most of us think. You know, that and along with the connections and all those other things. But basically they're saying that success is a synergy of different things. It's that chi, it's that oneness, it's that energy, it's that charisma that some people have. It's that ability to make people trust them and to make people believe that they're the light, the guiding light or what have you. again, life is what you make it. So make it good. Life is what you make it. So enjoy it. Life is what you want out of it, as long as you want the right things and are willing to work for them. So, again, with that said, let's stop looking at life as one big pain in the butt, one big problem. Let's stop looking for the problems and start looking for the positive. Let's start doing the things that we need to do to move ourselves forward, move our lives forward, and take ourselves in the direction that we need to go to find the fulfillment and the oneness that we need. If we got enough heart to talk back, let's have enough heart to do what's necessary to make our dreams come to fluidity and stop waiting for someone else to hand it to us. Because in the end, whoever hands it to you is also going to be able to take it back from you. Do you really want that type of condition in your life? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have rambled long enough. I hope that everybody's having a great life and that things are working out for you. As always, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Please check us out on our Facebook site. And also, if you're looking to change your life in a financial way and a mental way, then that means that action starts with you. Look at some of the past shows. Look at some of the other things that I've shared with you. And guess what? You'll find the golden nuggets or the silver nuggets or whatever you want to call it that you need to find to help you change your life, change your destiny, and move yourself forward into the direction that you want to go. Because trust me, there's some things in everything that's said that could truly help you if you're only willing to listen and then take action. And as you find success, repeat. And as you find more success, repeat. Until you are where you want to be. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time and energy. And everybody have a great and fantastic day. Take care. God bless.